sitting comfortably or lying comfortably, taking a couple of full deep breaths, breathing deeply down into your navel, that point just below your belly button, the center of your being, your core. Feeling the breath flow into this space, filling up the lower part of your lungs, this often neglected but very vital part of our breathing, of our energization. Feeling the ribs expanding out as you fill your body with fresh energy. And on the next exhalation, breathing completely out, emptying your body of any old, stale, stagnant energy. As you completely fill yourself up with fresh energy on your next inhalation. Now as your breath comes back to its natural flow and rhythm, being aware of the weight of your body, as it sinks comfortably into the ground, as you begin to let go of your day, let go of your thoughts, as you focus more deeply on your breath and its flow through your body, letting your shoulders drop, letting your hips sink deeply towards the ground, releasing your thighs. Feel their weight surrender, sink under gravity, and you now feel very comfortable in your body, very relaxed. Bringing your attention now to the point between your eyebrows, often referred to as your third eye. This part of our body is our center for higher vision. Where we connect to our imagination, to our higher purpose. As you breathe into this point between your eyebrows, let any tendency to frown, any tension in this point, dissolve away. As you breathe in golden light, breathing it in, behind the point in your eyes, all the way into your pineal gland, this master gland of our entire body. Imagining this soft golden light activating your pineal gland, stimulating it to higher inspirations. Feeling your eyeballs gently relaxing into their sockets. No need to strain to see anything. As you become more comfortable with this higher vision, this connection to your intuition, as you're feeling very comfortable in this expanded state of awareness, nothing to do, no need to try, just surrendering to this soft golden light flooding your third eye. Now, reflecting on this year gone past, what were the important dreams for you, aspirations, these visions that filled your soul, nourished your spirit, energized your body? What resolutions were unmet, unfulfilled? What aspirations, perhaps, did you neglect? Following the golden light in through the point between your eyebrows and allowing it to flood your whole body. As you feel in your body where you may have neglected any of these aspirations, whatever reasons that we may have for neglecting these higher purposes, know that the underlying reason is always fear. Perhaps it is fear that we are not good enough, not worthy. Fear perhaps that people we may depend on not value or accept us if we move forward on a different path. Fear of failure, or just fear of change and coping with the unknown. Allow yourself to move into any fear without restriction, feeling it in your body. Knowing the less you resist this fear, the more easily you can move through it. The human spirit is one that needs to move forward, needs something to look forward to. The first step is seeing any problems or blocks for what they are, life will always have challenges. That is part of our process, part of our growth, why we're here. There is always a solution. The important part is not to make any of these perceived problems worse than they are. Not to feed them with any negative aspects or stories about how they may be limiting or blocking us. Secondly, look deeply at the truth of the situation. Not just at the story you have created around these challenges. Go beyond your story, beyond these old patterns, beyond your old self-talk. What is the essence of the reality? What is the bigger reality? Most importantly, what are the lessons from you around these situations? What is the gift of this situation in unblocking your way forward? Thirdly, what you focus on is what you feel. Look at the meaning you are giving these situations. How are you colouring the reality? There's always a different perspective, a more neutral stance. A way of looking at the bigger picture as the observer. Fourthly, get inspired. Perhaps choose a role model, someone that has been through something similar or worse, someone that inspires you to take action. What is your bigger vision? What fuels your higher purpose? Number five, as you start breathing this higher purpose down into your body, down into your heart space, into your solar plexus, grounding it down into your sacral, into your hips and pelvis. Make a plan. Chunk down your vision into easily manageable steps. This can be done after the meditation. It is often best to keep a journal where you can translate your inspirations into everyday actions. Keeping you motivated, moving forward. Number six. Always keeping yourself accountable for keeping your vision alive. Every day, even if it's only 10 minutes, breathing into your heart space, into your third eye, positive energy of gratitude, of appreciation to keep your vision alive. Now, as you breathe deeply into your solar plexus. Becoming aware of any light, any feelings, any blocks, any resistance in this part of your body that often holds fear patterns. Become aware of any old beliefs, any thought patterns that have been limiting you around any situations. Simply observe them without judgment. And following your breath, breathe them out into the vacuum. As you breathe in fresh energy of inspiration, of higher vision, allow your breath to detoxify these old patterns. Set new energy patterns into motion by affirming the following. I release all habits of self-judgment, comparing myself to others, or any negative self-talk. Letting go, letting go. And so it is true. I breathe in strength and courage to overcome any perceived challenges to living my dreams and fulfilling my soul purpose. Feeling your body expand. And how good this feels for your body, for your spirit, and for your soul. I allow myself to receive. Open your heart to receive. In whatever form this takes. People coming into your lives. The right people coming into your life. Inspired thoughts. Intuitive insights. Always keeping your heart open, allowing yourself to receive, allowing your heart to be soft, always allowing yourself to feel nurtured, deserving. This is often the simple key for unblocking many old blocks, many old patterns. And as you breathe more light, more golden light, in through that point between your eyebrows, breathe it now down into your throat, into your neck, feeling all the tension around your neck and your throat begin to soften as you breathe in this soft golden light. Our throat, our neck, our center of self-expression. Often tightness around this area is caused by blocks of not speaking our truth. Not being able to translate our higher vision or purpose into words. Often we feel blocked in speaking up to others. in speaking gently, with kindness and compassion, yet with courage and conviction of our higher vision. Feeling the softness of this gentle golden light. Flood your whole body. As you're feeling confident in taking the steps every day in small increments to move towards your higher vision. Step by step, gently, moving into your destiny, what you are meant to be doing, what makes your heart sing. And so let it be. Let it be.